Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us on this Thursday. I appreciate it. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning, Andrew. And yes, we have a lot to cover today. First of all, we have that the resolution of that woman who was accused of murdering her husband while their four children were home. She was found guilty, and she will spend the rest of her life in jail. Her name is Bree Kuhn. She was a U.S. Navy petty officer. I'm sure she's no longer that. And they lived in Gulf Breeze on Jinx Avenue, and the police were called. And while he was on 911, she shot him, apparently, four times. And he was it was over a custody dispute. So he's dead. She's in prison. No one wins,
yeah, and unfortunately. The children lose the most of anybody, for sure. You also have a good story. You also have a good story about a hospital volunteer at Gulf Breeze Hospital?
Yes, 90 years old, still volunteering after 37 years at Gulf Breeze Hospital. Her name is Rose Marie Paganelli. I just saw her. She was out and about at the Gulf Breeze Will Do event on Thursday night. Yesterday. Wednesday night. What day is it? And I mean, just a ray of light, sunshine. She's so great. And that's what she does. She really helps the nurses who are very busy on the floor. She takes care of all kinds of tasks. She really makes that hospital in Gulf Breeze feel so warm and welcoming. So we really salute Rose Marie Paganelli.
That's
not
great.
Only on her 90 years, but also they planted a tree in her honor.
Aw. No, what it makes me think of, it's interesting, the math happens to work out that means she was 53 when she started. I'm 53. I'm thinking, you know, at 53, I still could do 37 years of volunteering at the hospital or at anywhere
else.
And,
right.
You know, that's a really,
that's
what a, right. What a great example, right? No, that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Inspirational.
You guys also have a story about the Midway sewer water thing that's still ongoing.
Yeah. That just makes me cringe to think about it. Well, so we've already had the people involved, all the parties involved, have already been fined by the Department of Environmental Protection. But the families involved have now lawyered up, and they have hired Morgan & Morgan, and they're going to seek punitive damages. This whole situation happened in 2021 when a contractor was going to install a new water line, and they're supposed to wait for the city to get there to oversee that they connect it to the right water line. Everyone disputes the facts of this, but anyway, somehow the water line was mistakenly hooked to a sewer line.
Right.
And the homes were not turned online for several months. When they did, people started complaining about the quality of their water, and when they finally discovered what the situation was, of course, it was horrifying. And they got fixed, but it was not fast enough. So, yes. Yeah, so now they're actually going to seek damages, and I have to say I probably would too. No one has apparently reportedly been ill or sick enough to have hospitalization that I am aware of.
That
it is.
Yeah, but I think what captivates people about this, or what infuriates people about this, is that feeling like you were consuming this and maybe that's why you felt a little bit ill, or maybe, you know, and it could have been from something as utterly disgusting as, you know, sewage coming in through your water line. It's just, I mean, it's a horrible thing to imagine, and certainly what some people experienced. You guys also have a story about some young person's got a pilot's license.
Yes, this is a really cool story for anyone who's interested in aviation. There is a group in Pensacola that will give you a scholarship. Of course, you have to qualify. But it is called the Experimental Aircraft Association. They gave an $11,000 scholarship to Cody Stebbins, who's a Gulf Breeze High School student. And then another donor gave more money, So this teenager is going to learn how to become a pilot, and most of it is going to be paid for. And it's really an interesting way to get kids in aviation. Of course, this is a very aviation-centric area, and so there's a lot of people who are people who have fathers who are pilots, cousins, brothers, uncles, everything else. So a lot of interest in aviation, and so I really encourage anyone who is interested in getting their pilot's license at a young age to go and seek them out and see if they can possibly qualify for a scholarship.
Or an old age. I mean, right? People might be 50 or 60 and want to learn how to fly. It's never too late, as we learned from the hospital volunteer.
True, but I just don't know if you can get a scholarship.
Well,
but still, it's wonderful.
Ageism in the system, discrimination against the older folks like me. you guys also have a story, the dog, walking your dog at Tiger Point. Has that come to be now?
It did not have a lot of discussion, but yes, people can walk their dogs. Of course, they have to be on a leash.
Right.
They're supposed to walk adjacent to the multi-use path. This was something that people have already been doing. Carlton Wright brought it up to the county commission, and they did approve it. So you can now walk your dog.
I was going to say, I thought that was already the case as long as they were on a leash, but maybe I'm confused. But you're saying this is a new thing?
Well, and the other thing that confuses me is to say that you have to walk it adjacent to the multi-use path.
Okay.
So it doesn't sound like you can use the multi-use path, so I would like to get more information about that as well.
No, that's a good clarification to ask for. And then we got Taste of Gulf Breeze tomorrow night, Songwriters Festival, which you've got stuff in your paper all about that. I always look forward to Gulf Breeze, Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's always a good event. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, and we get a little taste of what's in the paper, a wide variety of news and human interest, entertainment, and all just, restaurants and all kinds of stuff, and kid pictures at Christmas losing their teeth. The Gulf Breeze News on Thursdays. Lisa is the publisher. As always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Well, I'll see you Friday.
Also a great place to advertise.
I've heard.
See you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. If you're rolling through the Tiger Point area, both east and westbound, you're going to see some delays there through that construction zone. So just be aware of that. Also, I-10 eastbound, it's gotten a little bit better if you're traveling from Pine Forest through Highway 29 on that stretch of I-10 eastbound. I'd say maybe a 5-minute delay associated with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you you have a degree and you're thinking about getting a different one, or you work in a profession and you want to go a different way, Pensacola State College is a great way to get all kinds of professional training, certification, and degrees. If you are you're in high school and you're not sure if college is for you, you can go to PSC, it's a good way to find out. Or if you know you want to go to university and you're in high school and you want to do dual enrollment like my kids did, it's a great opportunity for free. It doesn't cost you anything. Books or classes are free if you're a high school student, and you can get college credit while you're working on your high school degree, and then you can go to university with, in their case, a year and a half each of college credit. And we got the third one is in there now. We love PSC. In fact, I don't know if you noticed, WAR has been doing a news story yesterday about the value of dual enrollment for kids, and it really is, and PSC is a great place to do it. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future plans at PensacolaState.edu.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control. Because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick, It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I think it's totally unacceptable to try to intentionally deprive people of the supplies they need to be able to rebuild their homes when they've been displaced at a natural disaster. We should be doing all we can. The federal government should be doing all they can to make sure all the supplies continue to come in here unabated. And there is the prospect of things that are critical for the rehabbing and recovery of here and other parts of Florida that may get hung up.
Yeah, the strike for the longshoremen interfering with, you know, construction supplies, right? Some of these, you know, major hardware retailers are saying that they're going to have trouble getting their supplies in because of the longshoremen strike. And right now with Hurricane Helene and recovery efforts for that, that means that, you know, people may not be able to rebuild. You may not be able to even recover. I think the governor is right. You know, I've talked about this before, how much I'm opposed to, in general, strikes, in this one in particular, especially as we found out the total greed in the ask. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But that you would do this right after a massive hurricane has just hit that region of the country. Talk about callous. You know, talk about we don't really care about what happens in our community. Man, that's brutally bad optics for the union. And, you know, does make me wonder if you might not have some kind of presidential declaration or action. I mean, I don't think it's going to come from Biden. He's too embedded with the unions. You know, the unions can do no wrong for his point of view. But, man, maybe they should delay at least a month on the strike. Of course, then you start to get into the Christmas season. Well, it's always going to be inconvenient. At least at Christmas, you can talk about, you know, having leverage, whereas now you're talking about harming people's lives because of it. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the death toll for Hurricane Helene now at 190 across the southeast. Hundreds of people still unaccounted for. The remnants of the storm stretched all the way to Virginia. President Biden approved an expedited emergency declaration there. It's day three of the dock workers' strike. Of course, that's top of the news everywhere, creating a lot of uncertainty about the movement of supplies.
As this continues to go on and we enter the weeks, as that happens, then you're going to start to likely see either increased costs through increased transportation costs, potential shortages of products that come in.
Stephen Carnival, a supply chain strategist, dock workers still on the picket lines today, and that costing the economy billions of dollars a day, according to analysts. And apparently there's a new movie in the works. Andrew, you may be too old for this, but Rugrats. It was a 90s cartoon. It was really popular. They're
That's
putting
Rugrats
together
with a Z, if I remember correctly.
No, it's with an S.
Okay.
Yeah, just Rugrats.
I don't remember correctly.
Paramount is behind the project, and this one will be, rather than old school animation like the cartoon was, CGI. CGI.
Okay. Cool.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're so excited. I found this great news headline. I thought it was going to be so exciting.
Oh, David, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate it. 823 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is some John, you and I were talking about this off the air about our general annoyance, I guess, that ahead of any storm hitting, we hear about how surge could reach 15 to 20 feet in some places. Surge could reach, you know, right?
Right.
And you know me, I hate exaggeration, I hate hyperbole, I hate hype, you know, clickbaity, all that stuff I think is dishonest, okay? And so I'm always reluctant to lean too much into the
predictions,
worst case kind of predictions. Also because I feel like a lot of times after the fact, nobody comes back and says, you know, we said it was going to be 15 to 20 feet, it's actually 6. You know, like there's not a lot of accountability for the accuracy of these hyperbolic predictions. So I went and looked because I was curious, you know, what the actual storm surge from Helene was. And one source I found said that in Steinhatchee it was 8 feet. Okay, which is, I mean, that's a lot. National Weather Service of Tallahassee, though, says that estimated storm surge levels reached 15 feet along portions of the forecast areas in Taylor and Dixie counties.
Wow.
15 feet. So it really was, I mean, it wasn't 20, but it was into that 15 to 20 category. And I guess part of the problem is, you know, having the right kind of sensors and evaluative tech tools to verify what happened, cameras and the like. But, National Weather Service says it did get to be 15. So that's, wow. I mean, that's
blown away.
Massive wall of water, yeah. 825, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just had an accident pop up right now. Tate Road and Tate School Road right there in Cantonment. Going to see a no roadblock there, but I'm starting to see some delays if you're trying to get to Tate High School. Also, I-10 eastbound is starting to clear up a little bit. It's not far as backed up as it was from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. I'd expect just a few minute delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I don't know if you have seen the story. It just came out today about the memoir for Melania that is going to be forthcoming. And they claim, sort of at this point, has not been entirely confirmed, but ABC News and lots of others are reporting it, that the Guardian was kind of doing the original reporting here, that excerpts from the book include passages in which she is clearly pro-choice. And I'll read you some of the stuff. It says, this, again, according to The Guardian, this is Melania Trump writing in her upcoming book. Why should anyone other than the woman herself have the power to determine what she does with her own body? A woman's fundamental right of individual liberty to her own life grants her the authority to terminate her pregnancy if she wishes. Later on, it is imperative to guarantee that women have autonomy in deciding their preference of having children based on their own convictions, free from any intervention or pressure from the government. Also, restricting a woman's right to choose whether to terminate an unwanted pregnancy is the same as denying her control over her own body. I have carried this belief with me throughout my entire adult life. And then there's more. She talks about late-term abortions and how rare they are historically and so forth. So here's my view of this. I vote for the elected official. I don't vote for the elected official spouse. And I think it's weird to judge a candidate by their spouse. I mean, you can judge them by their spouse in the sense of, do they have a good relationship? Or, you know, and, you know, who you choose to marry says a lot about you. In my case, I look really smart. In my wife's case, well, you be the judge. you know, just that's the truth of it. A lot of us know we got, you know, we lied, cheated, and stole our way into, having a good spouse. And I guess it means that they're gullible. Anyway, because, you know, benefits mostly flow one direction here. But if she's pro-choice or, you know, I mean, it's not clear to me that I would call her pro-abortion. Pro-abortion is somebody who believes that abortion is useful or good or right. Pro-choice is somebody who is opposed to abortion but doesn't believe they can impose that view on somebody else. Pro-choice is tolerance. Pro-abortion is the thing is good. And very few people like to call themselves pro-abortion, but it really is the position that a lot of people take. Like, you know, it's if they believe in terminating a pregnancy because of a lifestyle problem or because of poverty or because of any of the various, you know, rape, incest exceptions, that's actually a pro-abortion view, okay? Because you're saying that abortion is a solution to a problem. That's pro. That's not tolerating a thing you morally dislike, but don't think you can impose that view on somebody else. That's liking a view. Anyway, I digress. But if she's pro-choice, okay, fairly firmly pro-choice, according to this, do you think that's going to set national policy that, you know, somehow Trump, and I've always said that Trump doesn't have a strong pro-life stance anyway. He's not an ideologue on this issue. Oh, he accomplished a lot for the life cause, certainly, but he's personally not an ideologue on this. I just don't know that it matters for anything. But it's being reported a lot as news. I would say it's inconvenient, you know, for Republicans who want to, you know, have a ticket that is pro, but she's not on the ticket. She's barely at the rallies. I mean, she's, you know, she's his wife. And I guess the implication is that a husband is responsible for the viewpoints of his wife. But haven't we been told by feminists for all these years that a wife is supposed to be independent from the husband and that no husband or wife is supposed to be accountable for the viewpoints of the other person? So it's hard to tell what we're supposed to take from all of this. At least that's my opinion. 437-1620. Oh, a small note, but I haven't had a chance to get it on the air yet. This is actually from a couple of days ago. Coca-Cola Spice? No, not anymore. They're discontinuing it. Do you hear this, John? Coca-Cola Spice? That's the raspberry flavored one?
Yes.
That's actually my favorite Coke because it tastes more like Pepsi than any of the other ones.
Right.
Vanilla's okay, but the Coca-Cola Spice is really good. So if you see it at the store and you like it, you may want to buy it. And in a couple of months, I'll list mine. Don't lowball me. I know what I got. That'll be the kind of thing that you'll see. I have some tickets to give away for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. So I have a couple of tickets for opening night, which is Saturday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And you can win those right now if you're caller number 3 for October 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sanger, Prokofiev and others. Caller number 1 right now, 437-1620. Oh, caller number 2. 3? Caller number 3!
I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden touring hurricane damage again today in Florida and Georgia after visiting the people suffering in North Carolina.
So I'm here to say the United States, the nation, has your back.
But Homeland Secretary Mayorkas says FEMA is almost out of money.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Georgia pledging $750 payments with more than 190 dead in the storm. Former President Trump rallies in Michigan today and charges election interference after a federal judge unsealed the revised special counsel filing against Trump 33 days till the election. Jack Smith charging Trump tried to subvert the last election in his private capacity. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 75 degrees, partly cloudy skies, a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. A man in the hospital after a shooting yesterday near Fairfield Drive. That happened about 9:30 last night. The victim taken to a local hospital. Right now there's no word on his condition. Deputies do say that there is no suspect in custody at this time. The investigation continues. The Florida GOP is accused of misleading voters about the marijuana amendment. Trulieve sued the Republican Party of Florida yesterday for defamation. Trulieve is the state's largest medical marijuana company. It claims the GOP is running an intentionally deceptive ad campaign against Amendment 3. That's the amendment asking voters to legalize marijuana for recreational use in November. The lawsuit is in response to ads mailed to voters and aired on TV. The National Hurricane Center now lowering the chance for development in that tropical system we've been watching.
There's a large area of low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico that could further form. Right now, it's just a bunch of showers and thunderstorms. If anything, it would likely be over the weekend.
Channel 3 Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum there. The National Hurricane Center now says the chance for development in that system is close to 30% over the next 7 days. The suspect is in custody after a man was shot in the butt on Beggs Lane in Escambia County yesterday. That happened about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The sheriff's office says an argument led to one man shooting the other in the posterior. The victim was taken to the hospital for his injuries. The suspect's name has not been released. Now the clock's ticking for local governments to figure out just where they'll take the homeless when they're required to remove people sleeping on public property. One option being discussed is utilizing small pallet houses and distributing those to current shelter operators so they can increase their available bed space.
These are things that could be implemented and triaged out now, relatively speaking. So, you know, there's kind of like, here's how we can, if we can get a couple more beds at our nonprofit for people who are ready to have their own space, what does that do? It frees up a couple more beds inside, maybe on the intake side, or for someone who's just coming off the street, now has somewhere to go.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's committed to spending about $1 million in federal ARPA funds to purchase the tiny shelters. They'd be about the size of a garden shed, but they're built to withstand high winds and stay cool, even in intense heat. Senator Rick Scott putting the blame for the Iranian attacks on Israel on the Biden-Harris administration.
4 years ago, Iran was weak, broken, powerless. Now, what's happened is, you know, with this appeasement effort by Biden and Harris, what's happened is Iran's got a lot of money. They've given it to Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas.
Scott criticized Biden's calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel had a right to defend itself. And Florida's CFO announcing that there's an insurance village coming up. Insurers are going to be cutting checks over the weekend to help people who suffered damage from Hurricane Helene.
And I've told the insurance carriers, if you are going to participate in our insurance village, you must write checks on site. You have a claim that you have started, the insurance carrier will literally write you a check to get you stabilized.
And that is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's CFO there. He says 42 different insurance carriers taking part in that event this coming weekend. 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Still not seeing any accidents to let you know about. That's going to cause you some delays getting in to your destination. Just seeing some through the construction zone in Tiger Point on 98, both directions, east and westbound. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a small chance of rain to go throughout the day today, 30% overall, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Rain chances increasing on Friday, 60% chance of rain, high near 83. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70. For the weekend, we will have small rain chances, 30% chance of rain on Saturday, 84 degrees for your high, low near 69. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is 75 degrees now in Pensacola. We've got 71 reported in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your money now. Markets down today. The Dow is down 143 points at 42,053. S&P down just over 9 points, 5,700. The NASDAQ down 26 points this morning at 17,898. 10-year bond rate up a bit, 3.81%. Our gold prices down $1, $26.68. Silver prices up 2 cents at $31.94. And Bitcoin is currently up just under 50 bucks at $60,304. It's day three of the dock workers strike. Ports all along the Gulf and East Coasts. A lot of uncertainty now about the movement of supplies.
As this continues to go on and we enter the weeks, as that happens, then you're going to start to likely see either increased costs through increased transportation costs, potential shortages of products that come in.
Stephen Carnival is a supply chain strategist. Dock workers still on the picket lines today. They want increased wages and protections against automation. That strike, according to analysts, is costing the economy billions of dollars per day. Weekly jobless claims are up. The Department of Labor says that for the week ending September 28th, initial claims rose by 6,000 from the week before, up 225,000. And the FAA announcing that they've finished their safety investigation into United Airlines and say they didn't find any significant flaws. United's been under scrutiny since several safety incidents last spring, like a stuck rudder in a plane that lost a tire on takeoff. The FAA now says they are ending their enhanced oversight of the airline. 8:38, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Another tropical system potentially tracking into the Gulf. Busy week of free outdoor concerts, local news, traffic hotspots, and a five-day forecast. It's Pensacola Right Now, just after four weekdays on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays, 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a question to ask today that is, I just don't know where this is going to go, okay? And you're going to think it's a rude question, but hear me out. At what age do you stop buying lottery tickets?
Did you just say stop buying them?
My wife supplied this question to me the other day. She's like, I was at Walmart. And there was this little old lady probably pushing like 90, 100 buying lottery tickets. And she's like, but why? Because, not to be blunt about it, but if you win.
Payout lifetime.
It's not because you won't live long enough to enjoy the money, but you won't live long enough to get the money. Like, they don't, it pays over 30 years, right? Unless you take, I guess you take the lump sum. But even then, 4-3, somebody's gonna be like, Andrew, I've put up with a lot of your nonsense over the years. This question is over the line. Okay, fine. You know, whatever. I take all the texts. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you buy a lottery, I suppose it's one thing if you're buying just like scratchers to win instantly or something like that for $100 or whatever. But it really, you know, like if you're older, of course, I think lottery tickets are the tax on people who can't do math to begin with. So, you know, that's fine. That's its own separate subject that, you know, it's sad to think about seniors buying lottery tickets, you know, and hoping for the best and all their, is that retirement money you're spending? Is that Social Security? It's certainly not your own wealth. I mean, just like I can't make sense of it all around. Okay. But still, the question is there an age at which you're like, I don't think this investment strategy is going to pay off for me? Not because it hasn't yet, but because I'm just not likely to be here that long. John Pickens, what do you think? John, what age do you think you should stop buying? Or should you just keep buying them forever?
You should just keep buying
just
them
keep
forever.
Just keep buying them forever?
Yeah.
You never know how long you're going to live?
Exactly.
You could live to be 130. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take that lump sum.
Are you a lottery ticket buyer?
No. Not really.
Okay, yeah. I buy lottery tickets only when the jackpot is big. You're like, well, Andrew, everybody does that. No. And there's an office pool. And the only reason I buy them in the office pool is out of self-defense. Because if the office wins $430 million and I didn't play, I'm not only out of a job, but the job doesn't exist because there's nobody to run the station anymore, and I don't want to be the only person who's trying to work at a station full of nobody because I didn't manage to play. I play lottery out of insurance, out of self-defense, job insurance. 843 on News Radio 92.3. All right, let's go back to the text here. So lottery tickets, tax on the stupid. You could say the mathematically challenged. Okay, that's a little nicer way to say it. When I'm dead, if I can pass on to my kids, I'll pass on to my kids. Okay, so it's your inheritance strategy. We are in our 50s and we don't buy lottery tickets, but occasionally we buy the scratch offer funds. That makes more sense to me because that's kind of instant gratification. I mean, I still don't really understand it because it's silly, but people, that makes more sense to me. FYI, oh, that's on a different subject. Hush, Andrew, my mom still buys them. I'm hoping she wins so I get it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So this is the other version of this strategy. This is the, we should encourage the elderly to buy lottery tickets because as their beneficiaries. Wow.
Or they just hand it over to you.
That's just cold is what that is, man. I hope she keeps wasting her money on lottery tickets for me. Somebody says you can let your kids cash it in. I've never bought one, but I do enter the Publisher's Clearinghouse giveaways. Does that even still exist? Oh, my God. Is that even still?
I think it is. I think I saw a commercial the other day.
Okay. Okay. I wouldn't even know. I mean, it's what a stamp is 73 cents now. So that's really a commitment. I mean, you might as well buy a lottery ticket.
You might as well at that point.
Let's see. Somebody says, rebellions were built on hope, buying the lottery tickets. Somebody says, always have a chance to win. We buy them so we can waste our children's inheritance on it. Yeah. Oh, man. I see that on the motor coaches every once in a while. You know, we're squandering our children's inheritance. I don't really laugh at that. That seems sad to me. But, okay. I mean, I'm sure most of them mean it tongue-in-cheek and as a joke, but it still seems sad to me. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Sorry, got one accident with no road blockage, but at East Olive Road and Johnson Avenue. No road blockage associated with this one, but I'm starting to see some delays. I-10, I-110 actually flowing very smoothly right now. Even Highway 90 coming into Pace from Pensacola. I mean, coming from Pace and Okay. Anyway, I'm going to move forward.
I'm just letting words go.
I know. I know. You are. That's why I looked at you like, I don't remember. Anyway, other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
What was the one the other day? Santa Rosa? What was it? That wasn't it. The one where it sounded like a fancy thing, the way you said it. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Can't. Anyway, hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a good real estate agent for a lot of reasons, okay? One reason is because you know they'll get you past all the road bumps and get you all the way through to closing, which that is a challenge and that is the goal. But also, you want somebody who knows the process, has experience, and knows what's normal. And the only way you really know what's normal is if you do it often enough. And, you know, look, a lot of real estate agents sell, a house a year, a couple of houses a year, 5 or 10, you know, something like that. They get a certain level of experience. It's not a lot, okay? And I mean, that's fine. I'm not saying everybody has to be a rock star. I'm just saying, you know, there's a certain level of experience you get with that. Christina Leavenworth and her team, they sold 175 homes last year. 122 as of a couple of weeks ago this year. I haven't gotten an updated number from her yet, but I'm sure it's more than that now. But the point is that they do it often enough to know what's normal. And to be able to say to you, hey, this is common, that's not normal. Or especially when you're talking about requests like, hey, that roof is 11 years old. Do I need to replace it? Well, the buyer is demanding that I do. Is that normal? Well, these days, it's more normal than you think. And hot water, you know, the water. Oh, I said it, the hot water here. The water heater, the air conditioning, any of that stuff, because insurance is such a big deal. But knowing what to say yes to and what you don't need to say yes to comes from having a good, experienced realtor who knows what's normal. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Performance is down and your belly fat is growing. Listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better.
Make the switch at pinair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Join Ballet Pensacola today on Pep Talk at 9 a.m. They're kicking off the highly anticipated season opener of Cinderella. Pensacola Ballet performs this classic story with exquisite choreography from artistic director Stefano Candreva. Cinderella is for all ages. Performances are October the 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th at the Pensacola Cultural Center.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
What the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language?
Saturday Night Live kicked off their 50th year on Saturday, and my favorite part of Saturday Night Live is always Weekend Update, but I got to give credit to the open in this particular case. It was fairly good. The best part of the open, the by far obvious best part of the open, though, the Kamala Harris was good, okay? And Jim Gatt, you know, obviously Maya Rudolph is Kamala Harris. She's very good at it. Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz was also very, very, very good. But the secret that nobody knew was coming is that Dana Carvey, the only person who has ever should be allowed to do any presidents, although the Trump guy they have is very entertaining, came on to be Joe Biden. Oh, and he came in with the walk as as Joe Biden. I mean, it was a spot on impression of Joe Biden's walk. And then all of his weird little verbal transitions, hide that cognitive decline kind of moments, all of the stuff. I mean, it was a pretty savage portrayal of Joe Biden.
Folks, that's right. A lot of people forget I'm president, including me. But guess what? And by the way, I think I did a pretty good job. I passed more bills than any president in history. But folks, we still got work to do. No joke. I'm being serious right now. Come on. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is,
the rich don't pay their fair share.
They gotta pay their fair share. We gotta build back better. The build back the better, the better the bar the better. Build back the better. Can't believe it's not butter.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
And then he kind of comes back around and hugs her and smells her hair. It was very good.
I just want to say thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you for putting country first and for handing over the reins.
I didn't want to. They made me. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is, no joke, this is serious right now. This is serious. Anyway, in conclusion, me and Vice President Harris are the same.
Oh, okay. Ha ha. Great stuff. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye,
Joe. That was very, very good. All right. So moving on to Weekend Update. Colin Jost had most of the jokes, and the first one was... This is very interesting. I like a good joke that has logic to it, that's sort of factually accurate, where the criticism stings a little bit, but it's funny. Here goes.
Well, it is our first show of the season, and there were so many insane political stories this summer, and everyone kept asking, are you so bummed you aren't on the air right now? And I was like, I have a feeling there's going to be more that happens when we get back. For example, 2 hours ago at a rally, Donald Trump called Kamala Harris, quote, a mentally disabled person. Just straight up. which is amazing. I cannot believe that Trump admitted he lost the debate to a mentally disabled person.
That's savage, because he clearly lost the debate. And if right, that's a really good joke. Now, what I wasn't expecting, I'm going to play it and then we'll talk about it a little bit afterwards. I wasn't expecting a series of jokes on a particular subject.
You can really tell that Trump is worried about this election because now he's just lashing out, hoping anything will work. Look,
I could have been sunbathing on the beach. You have never seen a body so beautiful. Much better than Sleepy Joe.
What are you talking about? You're saying you got a hotter body than Joe Biden? I'm starting to worry that bullet got a little more than just the ear.
So now it's assassination jokes. See, it turns pretty quick. You know, it's funny when he's talking about having a better body than Joe Biden and weird Trumpy land that was. But now it becomes, you know, a joke. But let me say this. They've gotten criticized. The Trump administration or the Trump campaign has criticized them for the assassination jokes. There was another one in the open as well. For my part, I think that a satire show is supposed to be fearless and make jokes everywhere there. And I mean, people make jokes about death and dying and assassinations. And I wish they would be more even-handed. I wish they would make fun of liberals as much as they make fun of conservatives. I don't know that they'd be willing to make those same jokes about Joe Biden if somebody had attempted his life, which, by the way, that was always a possibility because he wasn't targeting only Trump, right? Okay, so I don't take the view that a satire show or that a comedian should be kind, nice, should be the ones who are, you know, diplomatic and not making certain. I think anything is on the table. Okay, that's my view. But I will tell you, a lot of people did not like it. And I was surprised that they kept going with the jokes on the assassination attempt.
Speaking of, Melania Trump gave a rare TV interview this week in which she blamed Democrats for creating conditions that led to Trump's assassination attempts, which is ridiculous. When Democrats want to take out a presidential candidate, they get the job done.
And they showed Joe Biden, right? Because getting him kicked out of the race, okay?
A Senate report on the first Trump assassination attempt says one of the biggest issues were technical problems, including delays in emails after the sniper was spotted. Emails. Who sees an assassin and is like, I better open Outlook? Hey, sorry for the mass email, but there's a sniper on the roof. Please respond by end of day.
Also savage, because all true, and the inability to communicate during the rally and subsequent has been one of the major fails of the United States Secret Service. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Just one accident on the board right now. We've got East Olive Road and East Johnson Avenue right there. We're seeing just minor delays on Olive Road. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody texted in and said, comedy without an edge is dull. Oh, yeah. Safe comedy is boring. Comedy with, you know, that doesn't sit on the line or cross it once in a while. I mean, that's actually interesting. So I don't have any problem. People make their jokes. I don't think that you should be judging people on that basis. I do wish they would just be more even-handed. I wish they would joke about all kinds of things because they're very brave when it comes to safe targets. And Joe Biden is now a safe target because he's not running for re-election. They're not nearly as harsh on Kamala Harris, which is, even though her impression was spot on, as somebody said earlier, nothing that got said about Kamala Harris wasn't anything that Kamala herself wouldn't laugh about, meaning it wasn't brutal. Like, it could have been, okay? The two that made me laugh the most, though, the one by, both were actually Michael Che.
A family reported that their pet cat, which went missing in Yellowstone National Park 2 months ago, reappeared at their home 800 miles away after being chased by a mob of hungry Haitians.
But this one, okay, this one takes, you got to know a little bit to get this joke, but I don't want to ruin it by telling you what you got to know. This one made me laugh really hard in spite of myself.
A new Netflix show about convicted murderers Eric and Lau Menendez is being criticized for implying the brothers had an incestuous relationship. Said the brothers, we're just glad our parents aren't around to see this.
Yeah.
That's a sweet one.
Yeah, that's
John,
sweet.
Do you get that one? That's
yes.
Okay. That's
I do.
I don't even want to explain it.
Yeah, you're good.
But see, you get, well, that is offensive. Yeah, and funny. It's pretty funny. So, humor is not going to be the kind of thing for the people who are easily offended. So,
listen on it.